Let me turn straight now to Maria Damanaki, Bishop.
Good morning, everybody. Minister, ladies and gentlemen, I would like first thank you very much for inviting me here today. It's a good opportunity for me, really, to celebrate the first birthday of the EU regulation for fight illegal, unreported, unregulated fishery, the IUU regulation. This legal instrument has come into force on 1st January 2010, so it is a real New Year's baby. In my address, I will explain how this young regulation works and what it has already achieved so far. I'm trying to stick with facts. But first, some words about illegal fishing. Illegal fishing can only be described as one thing. Very simply, illegal fishing is a crime. It is not only a crime against the environment. This is something I would like to underline. It harms us on many levels. It undermines our conservation efforts. It disrupts markets with unfair competition. It chokes the circle of compliance that we so keenly try to establish. It damages law-abiding fishermen who will thus resent and lose faith in the system. And of course, it destroys fish stocks. So illegal fisheries have very negative consequences, not only to environment or to public interest. In a long-term perspective, it affects heavily the whole fishery sector, even those who are having a current profit from this exercise. This is something we have to make very clear. Before our IUU regulation, illegal fishing was one of the major threats to fish stocks, jeopardizing the very foundation of any fisheries policy. So let me give you an idea of these activities. IUU fishing was, prior to 2010, the second largest producer of fishery products in the world, worth approximately of 10 billion euros. 10 billion euros. So this figure represents 19% of the worldwide catches. 19% of the worldwide catches were illegal. I have to be honest with you. The EU has been no saint. We indirectly supported IUU fishing by importing illegally caught fish. Although it is difficult to pinpoint exact import numbers, it has been estimated that the EU in previous years imported 1.1 billion euros of illegal fish every year. That represented almost 16% of the EU imports of fish. 16% of our imports were referring to illegal fisheries. The EU, as a key player in fisheries, could simply no longer sit back and watch this development continue. This is why we decided to take an active role by adopting an IUU regulation. This regulation is the blueprint for our zero-tolerance policy against illegal fishing. I dare say now that we have curbed this trend in 2010, and the results are yet to be improved in 2011 and onwards. The logic of the regulation is a simple one. We prevent illegal fishing by taking away the possibility to make a profit from it. We make the marketing of illegally caught products extremely difficult, if not impossible. Improving the operation between flag, coastal, processing, and marketing states, we ensure that all imported fish to the EU is traceable. We ensure that traceability of every fishery product with a catch certificate. This is the core of the regulation, the need for a catch certificate. So every fishery product entering the EU must be accompanied